Stray FM is the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm James Stanley, joined in the studio with Carol Jessop from Harrogate Family Law. In the last section, we were talking about the divorce procedure, when it all goes smoothly, but what if the other party decides, Carol, that they don't want a divorce?
Well, we do try to avoid disputes about the divorce, because the divorce petition can be very emotive. So at Harrogate Family Law, we try and work with our clients and their spouse to agree who is applying for the divorce and which facts are going to be used, to endeavour to try and avoid any arguments or unnecessary delay or distress.
I imagine that's not always possible though, is it?
No, it isn't. And we do unfortunately occasionally have disputes over divorce proceedings.
So what can someone do who doesn't agree with the divorce?
Well, the respondent, who's the person receiving the divorce petition, has got three options. They can allow the divorce to go ahead, but make it clear that they don't agree with it, which is the usual way of dealing with it. So they're not making any admission of guilt in respect of the allegations of blame, but they're accepting that the marriage has broken down. Sometimes, particularly if someone's not represented, then they tend to ignore the divorce proceedings. So if they do that, we have to prove that they've received the divorce papers. So how we normally do that is by instructing a court bailiff or a process server to hand the papers to them personally, and then we can prove that they've received them. Or they can actually defend the proceedings. So if they want to do that, they've got to return the acknowledgement form to the court to say that they want to defend it. But they've also got to lodge a defence, which is called an answer to the petition. But normally somebody doesn't just say, I don't want a divorce, because there's little point in defending a divorce if the other person is determined that the marriage has broken down. So what they usually do is say, well, I don't agree with the grounds of this divorce. So they lodge an answer, but they also lodge a cross petition saying why they think that the divorce should be on the basis of the other person's fault. And then we either negotiate a way forward and agree who's going to proceed with which petition, or the court then has to decide who is going to proceed with the divorce and on what grounds.
So we've been looking at the divorce process, when it's agreed, when it's opposed. So coming up, we're going to have a look at the interaction between divorce proceedings and the big talking point, resolving the financial arrangement as well. That's coming up on the Harrogate Family Law Show on Stray FM.